Welcome to a rather quick update podcast. I've been seeing quite a lot of things on the internet and heard a few bits and wanted to just bring you up to date with what I'm aware of. First of all, again, there's been a great deal regarding you know, that this isn't a virus at all, that it's 5G or it's something like that. The information that I have is it very clearly is a virus created in a laboratory. What I will definitely say is that 5G weakens the body's immune system. So if a city was in lockdown and a great number of people had the coronavirus, and then you blasted that community with 5G, you would, in many cases, weaken individuals' resistance, their immune response, and you know, you will get more people sick and tragically dead. So I do not believe that the coronavirus is a myth or a hologram. I don't believe that it's a weapon from 5G, but I do believe that 5G weakens the biological body, and therefore it's more likely to be susceptible to it. So that's my standpoint, that's where I'm coming from. The evidence I've seen and the evidence I've been given is quite strong. And those of you who've been on YouTube and seen pictures or videos on cell phones smuggled out, the videos smuggled out from China, have seen doctors, and these aren't actors, they're genuine doctors who are near breaking point talking about the number of people with the virus. We've seen so many real clinical situations in hospitals where people have a virus. They don't have some mythical 5G illness. This is a real virus created in a war laboratory, a biological laboratory, which got out. That's the reality of it, and that's what we're facing. If this was just a common cold or a flu virus, or if it was indeed the 5G, we would not see governments responding as the way they're responding. If it was a deliberate attempt to kill people by 5G, you wouldn't be seeing the governments responding. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that now. We have two things going on, and I'm just going to use the term white hat and black hat. My grandfather, who worked for the CIA, always referred to black hats and white hats, and that was back in the 60s. And you know, that for British people who perhaps not really still aware of that, it comes from the cowboy films, the horse operas. The good guys wore the white hats and the baddies the black hats. It comes from the horse cowboy days, and he used that term all the time. So it's something that if you're in intelligence or you're associated with it, it's got a long history. What I can truly tell you is that the virus was not designed to kill off half the population. The virus was not designed to kill off all the old people, all the non-productive workers, and just leave us with the productive workers. That's not what it was about. The intention of the virus was to destroy economies through fear. Through fear of the individuals not going to the shops to buy, the purchasing side, and through fear of those people turning up to the factory, to the production side. So you take out the production, you take out the need to buy, and you bring an economy down. Look how that's played out. The Dow Jones, the British stock market, markets across the world, in a situation that we've not seen, worse than the Lehman crash 2008, worse than the crash in 1978, and we're looking to go back to 1929. That's the scale of this. So what's going on here? A virus is released unintentionally in China, unintentionally. The virus was stolen. And please don't imagine that if you're going to steal something, you go out with a great huge lead-lined box. You're in a secure facility. You cannot walk out of the door with a great lead-lined box. What this person did was take some of the culture from a Petri dish, placed it into a 4-inch vial, which he could put in his pocket. And because he worked there, he was known. They don't search them when they come in and out. It's not like working for the Fed, where they're looking for banknotes popping out your pocket. No, he didn't carry it out in a great sealed container. They couldn't, because he was stealing it and it had been shot for that. So he took it out. It broke in the marketplace. It was released. But it was not intended to be released in China. Now, what's happened is that countries like Britain and America have had time to begin to work up a counter plan to this. Now, let us just say that the Black Hats had intended to destroy an economy. Two reasons. First, the hope was that it would make the re-election of President Trump nigh on impossible. Secondly, it would go ahead of the reset. A lot of talk about the reset. The reset is a term we use when the good guys want to rebalance the economy. While the Black Hats do not want the economy rebalanced, or if it's going to be balanced, they want it balanced their way. So the destruction to the economy did a number of things. First of all, it took away the chance of President Trump being re-elected. Secondly, it actually affected the economies of the world and made them very weak, and it would reduce the ability of America to reset or to reevaluate, because all the reserves, all the money is now being pumped in to keep companies, multinationals afloat, rather than being used as a war chest, maybe to go over to a gold-backed currency, etc., etc. So it's destroyed the confidence, and that was the whole intention. The whole intention of this was that. Right. This virus was released in China by accident. It gave certain people weeks to plan and understand what they were facing. Had this virus released somewhere else, then it would have given the individuals very little time to respond. We have a situation where a number of countries have put soldiers on the streets, armed. Now, this is a shock in Western Europe. It's something that we've not seen since the Second World War. We have to ask ourselves, why would you want armed soldiers to enforce a curfew? What is the point of that? Wouldn't ordinary people stay indoors anyway? And we've got these soldiers on the streets in a number of countries now. And interestingly, these countries that have got the soldiers on the streets either have a very strong connection to the Vatican, or there are a number of Black Hats hiding out in those countries. So if the military in the United States, having finally been pushed to breaking point with all the evil that has gone on, and I'll just tell you that those of you who are sharp and remember a little while back last year, one of President Trump's bodyguards was poisoned. And this was a deliberate attempt to get at the president's entourage, the close links. There have been lots of attempts to kill the president. And what I will say is this was a turning point, because it wasn't, I can tell you that it wasn't an attempt to kill the president. It was an attempt to kill the first lady. Best way to get to somebody is through their family. And so the idea was kill the first lady and then we can get the president to back down. That failed, but one of his own bodyguards got that was poisoning. Can you remember last year I showed a video, and it was also out there on YouTube, of Black Hawk helicopters in an American street in the evening, and people were saying it's just a drill. Well, you don't get Black Hawk helicopters 30 feet off the ground. And do you remember they put special forces down? They went to a disused building which happened to be owned by the Chinese, or released to a Chinese English school, and they used dynamite to blow the front doors. They went in, they brought a body out, and they brought out a metal container. What I can tell you is that was COVID-19 virus ready to be released in America last year to destroy the president of the United States and to bring about an economic collapse in America. So what do we have now? We have a Black Hat who wants to buy COVID-19, can't get it anywhere else now because the military have closed it all down. So goes to Wuhan, offers many, many, many millions to an individual The deal doesn't go through. The black hat shoots the employee who is about to run off with the vial. The vial smashes on the stone floor. The virus gets out in China. 20,000 United States troops, both in uniform and not in uniform, are now moving across Europe in small groups. We're going to call these Trump's boys, because that's what we're calling them this side of the pond. Trump's boys are operating in a number of countries looking for black hats. Now then, if I am a bad guy, and I'm not, but let's just play this out. If I'm a bad guy and I'm in, say, a country like Italy, and the Vatican is very powerful, of course it is. And the Vatican says, we don't like the idea of these Trump agents having free reign. So let's call a state of emergency and let's put soldiers on the streets. Because what we can do is isolate our city so foreigners will show up really easily. So anybody in a motor car, we can stop them. You know, in France now, nobody is allowed to come out of their home in France unless they've got a piece of paper that says they're allowed to come out. Now, why would you want to do that? How can you go from being supposedly a democracy to you can't come out of your house unless you've got a piece of paper that authorizes you to come out? Why would you need to do that? What's going on here? And the reality is that if there are some black hats holed up in certain countries and the government is being blackmailed by those black hats, they will then declare a state of emergency, put soldiers out on the streets in the hope to slow up any of President Trump's agents. That's the reality of this. So we're under the cover of the coronavirus, we now have a war going on. Not a war as in tanks and bombs and missiles, although occasionally a missile is stolen and threatened with, but we have a war that's now very much about to break out onto the streets. We don't know quite how, and I don't know quite how obvious this is going to become, because both sides are keen to maintain this as a covert side. But I can tell you that that is what's playing out. Right across Europe, people are having power cuts. Right across Europe, mobile phones, cell phone networks are going down. We are going through a most interesting time. It's not a time of fear, but it is a time of change, and one side's going to come out of this victorious. There isn't going to be a status quo anymore in the sense that we have had. So that's the situation. That's what we're looking at. We're looking at a real virus that can infect you if you catch it. It does not just affect old people. It can affect young people as well. It was designed to operate in the dormant stage at 4 degrees centigrade. Which is the temperature of a fridge. That's because it was bred and kept in a fridge. So it operates for about 12 hours on a cold surface. It is killed by ultraviolet light. If you're in states like Texas, Arizona, the virus will have very little control. It'll have very little grip because the amount of sunlight and the heat is not good for it. If you're in a wet, cold state or a wet, cold, damp country, it's going to do quite well. And that's why governments are hoping for the summer to come along and deal with this. But we have a situation where both sides, the white hats and the black hats, are attempting under the cover of the coronavirus now to fight it out. And it wouldn't surprise me if some really, really big names declare they've got the coronavirus and either supposedly die of it or they disappear and they go underground. Many people who have a very, very nasty history are now using this either as an excuse to go to cover or basically are now going to cover because certain people are after them. When this virus was released, it was a game changer because it sent a message to the white hats that they're never going to compromise, the black hats are never compromised, they never come round the table to talk, you can't do a deal. These people are just totally insane, and for the first time the military group decided that that was it. We've got nothing to lose. If they're going to try and get rid of our president, as they say, get rid of our president, crush the Constitution, destroy America's economy, we are no longer going to sit back and just play this. And so basically the military and the white hats within the intelligence are now mobilizing. just as the black hats are doing. The difference is the black hats have been caught off guard. This virus was not supposed to be released in China, and as a result of that, they are at a disadvantage. So we should see some high profile people disappearing. So that's my news. It's funny, isn't it? I mean, Connecting Consciousness is not a prepping organization, but if you look back at my work 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago, like many other people, we talked about a financial crash and the fact that supermarkets won't have food. Now, there is food, but the problem is that panic buying is reducing it. Shelves are empty. So if you have taken the advice of many people like myself, and you were in a financial position to do so, you've probably got 4 weeks worth or 6 weeks worth of food, and you've stocked up and you've got what you need. And you're sensible. It reminds me of, in the Bible, Noah, he built an ark and he said to everyone, it's going to rain. And they all laughed at him and pointed a finger and said he was crazy. And then the rains came and they all banged on the door and said, let us in. And he said, no, you had your chance. What I've saved for my family and my friends, not for you. And so the point is that those of you who were able to listen and had the resources to stock, then, you know, you should be in a stronger position, because it's not really about whether the supermarkets run out of food. It's whether you don't want to go out into the street and catch this virus. And if you are at home and you've got supplies of food, then you're not compelled to go out and forage and go to the supermarket. You might be a very spiritual person, you might be fully aware of it, but you never had the money to stock up. That's not your fault, is it? You were in a position where you knew the truth, but you never had the resources to prepare. You're the people I feel sorry for. You're the good people. You're the awake and aware people. But because of the way the system is, you were prevented from being able to really support yourself. And then you've got these very evil people who earn multi-billion dollars doing whatever, and they've got their own little hideaway bunker, and they've got 6 years worth of food and all the rest of it. Well, this is what needs to change. We need to swing it all back. It's the end of the game for these evil people. Their world is coming to an end. And don't see the virus as the end of the world. See it as an end of a phase, an end of a phase of control. Because if we were really in trouble, that virus would not have broke in China. It would have broken somewhere else. The very fact it broke in China shows that certain things can happen to ease the pain. I feel very sorry for the Chinese community. I really do. They didn't ask for this. But they had a laboratory on their premises creating it. You know, they had a biological warfare place there in Wuhan creating the virus. So if you are going to play with fire, sometimes fire gets out of control and burns your fingers. Wouldn't it be better not to have a biological factory? Wouldn't it be better not to have had that? If they never had it, it wouldn't have happened. Oh, these are the sort of things that maybe humanity has got to really get a grip with. Just because X has got it, does that mean Y has got to have it? Let's hope this is the beginning of a really big change. So it's not about fear. It's not about scaring the daylights out of you. It's about saying we're dealing with a virus. Best way really is use sanitized gel on your hands. It's when you go out, wear gloves. Don't touch surfaces. The information that I've received, and these are from qualified doctors, is that the transfer from the virus is not so much from airborne droplets, people coughing or sneezing, but that coughing or sneezing landing on a surface, that surface being around a cool temperature, allowing this virus to survive for 12 hours, and then somebody touching it with their hand, a stair rail, light switch, cutlery, chair, anything, and then touching either their mouth or their nose, particularly the mouth, that's the problem. That is how it's being transmitted. Now, when they first realized this, who did they tell? Did they tell you and me? No, they didn't. Of course they didn't. They went straight to the elite. That's why the elite said, we're not handshaking. Everyone's looking around thinking, what's all that about? Because the elite were the very first to be given the official warning, don't shake hands. It's about hand touching anything, touching your mouth. That's why the Chinese understood it, because the virus was laboratory made there. That's why they all wore masks, because it isn't so much it stops you coughing or sneezing, it stops you touching your mouth. So if you go out, do not touch your mouth. If you're touching surfaces, do not touch your mouth. You put your hand sanitizer gel on, or you wear gloves. And if you've got disposable gloves, you have a box by the outside of your apartment or your house. Take your gloves off, put them in that. Okay. Ultraviolet light does successfully kill the virus. The virus doesn't like hot temperatures. If you think you might have caught the virus, don't drink cold water. Drink warmish water. If you can wash the virus down from your throat into your stomach, the acids in your stomach will kill it. High doses of vitamin C. If you're on MeWe Pro, if you're a member of Connecting Consciousness, we've got a section on there. Go to that. That'll help you with that. Remember that 5G weakens the human response, your natural defense system. So if you are one of the people who've bought the BioShield, or you have any other defense against 5G, for heaven's sake, have that either plugged in, or if you go outside, please take it with you in your pocket. Keep it with you. 5G, as far as I am concerned, weakens the human body's immune response. So if you are weakened and you go into a virus infected area, you'll get it. But if your body is strong and you're keeping your vibration high, so you have a combination of positive vibrational force and a good strong physical body, then your chances of fighting this off are much, much quicker. So please, if you have the BioShield, keep it on 24/7 if you're being hit by 5G. And if you go outside, take it with you. If you've got a modern car, I haven't, but if you've got a modern car and it's got a USB port, or you can get an adapter, plug that in so that it's actually powered up as you're driving, and then when you go to walk or you go work, take it out, put it in your pocket, and do that. Protect yourself, protect your family, protect your animals. And if you are aware of an older person who doesn't have anybody to look after them, please think about what Connecting Consciousness stands for. Don't do service to self. Be service to others, and find out what you can do to help that neighbor of yours. I'm talking about disabled people. I'm talking about old people. Don't lock yourself in and think, I'm okay. Think, what can I do to assist and help other people? I'm not asking anyone to put themselves in danger or jeopardy. I am asking you to think what consciousness means, to overcome the greed and the panic that's occurring in supermarkets, and think, hey, I've got the old lady down the road. You know what? I'm going to buy her a few bits and pieces, and she can pay me back, you know, next time I see her. So let's work together. The good people will get stronger, and the evil people will fade away. Lots of love to you all, and I'll keep you updated with the information that I have. Take care.